GrowCottonWE.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 800-259-9231, and a special welcome to WQSO 96.7 FM in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they are also the home of the Boston Red Sox, WQSO. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Lee with a question about a blue spruce.
Lee, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club. Happy Easter to you. Hi, Lee.
Oh.
Lee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you nice and clearly.
Oh,
what
great,
is your question?
Great. My question is, we had two blue spruces, one of which has died completely, and the second one seems to be going in the same direction. And it's dying from the top. That one's about 15 feet tall.
Now, was this something that happened last year during the summer?
Yes, the other one died then. The one that died completely.
But it started to die from the top, and it happened during, like, July, August, in that time span?
Yes, it did. Yes.
Okay. It sounds...
And I really didn't do much about that. It was, you know, not visible to where I am. So I wasn't really watching it that well, like this one. This one is, you know, it really, I don't want it to die.
Okay. Now, the one that remains, does it have a little bit of brown on the top also, or is it nice and clean?
The one that's it's dying from the top, all the leaves are all the you know, the whatever you call it, are off the top.
All of the needles. So
all
the
needles are off, yes.
The top part of the tree is all dead.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, to be perfectly honest, if you've lost the top on this type of a tree,
mm-hmm.
then you've lost the main leader.
Oh,
and
really?
If the tree survives, instead of being cone shaped, it's going to produce 3, 4, or 5 new leaders. And it's
yes.
going to look, it's going to make it look really kind of rough looking.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do, first of all, is you need to cut off the dead top of your tree and clean it up.
Okay.
And then when the new growth appears, mm-hmm. what's going to happen is it will develop several new tips, new leaders. And you're
okay.
going to need to decide which one looks the best, allow that one to grow, and to prune back the other leaders so that you don't have a tree that looks like it has different points on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've lost more than the top quarter, if you
no,
look at,
no,
it's
no.
your plant.
It's only about, it's only probably right now maybe 8 inches, 8 to 12.
Okay. Then just prune off
tall, so.
Prune off all of
yes.
that growth.
Okay.
Okay? Everything that's brown, take it off,
mm-hmm.
fertilize the plant, and
okay.
Mother Nature will replace it with several leaders, and then you just keep yes. one and prune the others.
So it isn't an insect that's getting this, is it?
It is.
Oh, it is.
It's
so
a,
do I have
it's
to
a little,
that?
It's a little worm-type insect. It starts off with a moth. The moth mm-hmm. will lay the eggs on the leaders. The eggs hatch, and it produces an insect that looks like a maggot. And it eats its way into the main leader. Now, what I was getting at is you need to treat the plant with the bone-eyed tree and shrub or the Bayer
yes.
tree and shrub, and you need to do that now so
yes.
that the product can get into the tree while the sap is being pushed to
mm-hmm.
the top of it. And if you can do it now, you can prevent the insects from coming back and killing it back even more.
Okay? Great.
Thank you.
Have
okay,
a good one.
You have
one.
A nice Easter. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Janet calling about rosemallow.
Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I would like to move my rosemallow. It's in my perennial garden, and it's overtaking everything. Now, I don't know when the best time of the year is or what will happen when I do move it.
Okay. If you're going to move the rosemallow, you're going to need to dig it up now. Because right now the plant is dormant. I was working in my perennial beds yesterday, and my rosemallow are cut down to about 6 to 8 inches. And the individual branches are about the size of my thumb. And as you well know, your rosemallow can grow to 6 feet or more with flowers as big as dinner plates, up to 10 inches in diameter. But right now it's dormant, and it's a plant that all of your perennials are up and growing, and you look at this thing and you say, I guess it's dead. It didn't survive the winter, and then all of a sudden it just explodes. So dig it up. Try and get as big of a root system as you can with it, and then replant it same depth in the ground. Now, if it's really, really big, you could split it and make 2 or 3 plants. But the time to do it is right now. When you replant the rosemallow, I want you to go to your local garden center, and I want you to get either Biotone, Biotone, or Plant Booster Plus. Plant Booster Plus is made by Organica, and they have a 4-step lawn and garden fertilizer and weed control that's totally organic. But they have Mycorrhiza, Plant Booster Plus, or Espoma Biotone.
And would I put that in the hole before I put it in the plant?
Yeah, you add it to the hole, you work it in, and then you plant directly in it, and it will stimulate the root system to get established a lot faster. It makes a big, big difference, and it's all organic, it's all natural. And again, both of these products can be found at your local garden center. So Biotone or Plant Booster Plus. Thank you, Janet. We appreciate the phone call, and you
Thank
have
you.
A great Easter. Jared, who's up next?
Next, we have Ann with a question about mold.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. I have a question about an old, I guess it's a cherry tree, but it's very old, and it's really covered with a mold or lichen, and it's also transferring to some of my other adjoining bushes. Is there anything that can be done for mold?
Is it kind of like a silver gray?
You know, I went out just earlier to look again because it looks so white to me, and there's so many white patches, but it also has a slight greeny look.
Yeah, okay.
Very, very light, but it looks, you know, from a distance, it's looking white. And
okay.
It's an old tree, and the buds are coming. I mean, they are coming, but it is just covered, really.
Okay. What you have is a lichen.
Yeah.
And it's growing on the tree. And some of them are perfectly okay because they live on the tree for support. Some of them grow into the tree, and it's like a secondary infection. When you have a tree that is weak or is having a problem, this attacks the tree and will eventually kill it. There is a company called Monterey Lawn and Garden. Just think of Monterey, California. That's where they're from. And they sell a product that will kill the lichens on your tree. Not all of the garden centers sell it. If you go to their website, you can get some information. It's Monterey Lawn and Garden.com. You can also go to my website, which is Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, and there is a link to Monterey to get on their website, and it will tell you about all of the products. But they are the only company that I know that will have a product that you can spray right on the plant to kill mosses and lichens. Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weed Grass Stopper from Fertilome will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weed Grass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 10th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $885.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $911.27, $455.63 for a half ounce, or $227.82 for the quarter ounce. That's $911.27, $455.63, and $227.82.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good morning and happy Easter to all. We are at Wolf Hill Home and Garden Center right here in Ipswich on Route 1, about 4 miles from the Topsail Fair. I'll be here until noon, so come on by and say hello and bring your gardening questions. Jared, who's next?
Next we have Mary, who has a question about planting fruit trees.
Mary, good morning and happy Easter to you.
Thank you. Same to you. I have 4 fruit trees that will be shipped to me soon. 2 apples, 1 peach, and 1 dwarf cherry.
Okay.
And I read when planting fruit trees that I should trim back all the branches to 2 inches, which seems pretty extreme, and I wondered if that's correct.
No, I wouldn't cut them back to 2 inches. You're going to end up with a telephone pole. Now, are these standard trees, or are they all dwarf or semi-dwarf?
The 2 apples and the peach are standard trees, and the dwarf is a cherry tree.
Okay. Now, you have to realize that a standard tree could get up 25 feet by 25 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to give them extra room. A semi-dwarf will get up to about 15, and a dwarf will be around 8 to 10 feet. So just remember that as far as space. Give them plenty of room. Now, things that you need to do. The better you prepare the soil, the better they're going to come. So you want to dig a good-sized hole. They're going to come to you bare root, so there won't be any soil with it. So dig a hole roughly 2 feet wide and 2 feet deep and save the good soil, and then all of the hard pan or sand, get it out and replace it with good, rich soil that you're going to add some compost to. That's going to make a big, big difference. Okay?
Okay.
So make the soil, whatever you put into the ground, it's going to give it right back to you. I want you to plant your trees according to the directions and the depth that they want you to plant them. Then I want you to make a circle about 3 feet in diameter all the way around your tree and get all the grass out and put down some bark mulch. That'll make it easier for you to water. The mulch will act as insulation so that during the heat of summer, the ground won't dry out as quickly. During the winter, it acts again like insulation, preventing the frost from heaving the plant out of the ground and creating root damage. It'll be easier for you to mow because now you're not going to have grass growing up against the trunk and hitting it with your lawnmower. And the other thing that you really have to do, doesn't have to be done now, but has to be done before winter comes, is when you go to a garden center, ask them if they have a vinyl collar to protect the stem against rodents. And it's a thick plastic in the shape of a corkscrew, and you just bend it around the trunk of your tree, and that prevents the mice from getting to it. That's very, very important. Now, as far as pruning it, prune it back maybe an inch or two of the tip of every single branch to create a plant that's going to have more branches. But to cut it back to 2 inches, no. You also want to cut the roots. When you get it, the end of the root has dried out because it's been in cold storage. Remove about a half an inch to an inch off the end of every single root. So you're going to root prune it, plant it, get it nice and straight, put the mulch and compost around it, and then take about an inch or two off the tip of every single branch, and that's all the pruning that you need to do. Now, don't expect apples, pears, or cherries for 3 to 5 years because the root system has to redevelop and reform, and it does take that long. So have some patience, and then use a fertilizer called Plant Tone. All the garden centers carry it, the feed and grain stores. And if you do that spring and fall, that will speed up the rooting process. Okay? Thank you.
You don't cut the very central branch, do you?
The main leader, if it's just a single main leader, you can either leave it grow to give you some height, or you can prune it to make the side branches develop and give you a tree that's going to be wider instead of taller. Thank you, Mary, and you have a great Easter. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural 4-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural 4-step lawn care program.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Pack Light. The Pack Light is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Pack Light can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die. Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Ball Parent Garden Club. We are at Wolf Hill Home and Garden Center on Route 1 in Ipswich, and I'll be here until noon, so come on by and say hello. Bring your gardening questions and take a look at the nursery. It has everything that you can imagine. Beautiful perennials, and they've only got a portion in, but there's a great selection. Beautiful pansies, shrubs, some trees, pottery of all type, and a great gift shop, and Easter lilies, daffodils, and tulips. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's next?
Next we have Stephen calling about euphorbias.
Stephen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Easter, Stephen.
Thanks, you too. I have a question. A year ago, I was up in Mount Desert Island, and there I saw what I learned was a euphorbia plant, and I didn't know if they were easy to grow. I mean, I don't know much about gardening, nor do I have a significant amount of time, but they were very attractive, and I didn't know if they were the sort of thing you can plant easily and close to the house. I live in Maine, and I have a kind of a standard row of shrubs like every house has that you put your Christmas lights on, and I didn't know if it would fit between them or how much you know about euphorbias.
Okay. Was it a yellow flowering one?
Yeah, I think, my recollection is it was yellow or white. I don't remember, but it was definitely a lighter flower, something like that.
Yeah. If you go to your local garden center, it's a plant that most of the nurseries have, and it would be in the area where they sell perennials. They come back every year. They do spread. So it's not something that you put it in there and it grows a foot tall and a foot wide and it stays like that permanently like a lot of different perennials. This is a type of a ground cover type plant, and it will spread, and it does make a good perennial ground cover with the yellow flowers. It's really, really hardy. And believe me, if it can live in Mount Desert, Maine, with the type of conditions, winter conditions that they get in that area, it will do good every place else in Maine. I live in Kennebunk, and I planted a couple of euphorbia last year, and they doubled. So I'm assuming that this year they're going to double again. And it's a plant that when it gets to be too big, in the spring when it first comes out, you can dig up the plant and split it and make two or three or four plants depending on how large it is. But it's very hardy, very colorful, and it's a great plant to have in your perennial bed. And very little problems as far as insects or diseases. But euphorbia is great. And it's also, if you've ever heard of an indoor or a tropical plant called crown of thorns, same family, but winter hardy in New England. Thank you, Stephen. Jared, who's up next?
Next we have Larry, who has a problem with wild onions.
Larry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter.
And thank you to you as well. Just a quick question, Paul. I have a persistent, stubborn problem of wild onions in in our lawn. And I'm wondering what your recommendation would be as far as a treatment of that rather than kind of digging up spots all over the lawn itself, trying to pull them out.
Yeah. And even digging it up, Larry, is not going to guarantee you that you get them because underground is full of these little nuts. And it just gets worse and worse. The only product that I have found that will take care of this wild onion is Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. And all the nurseries and garden centers carry it. And you can start to do it now. Weed Beater Ultra is a broadleaf weed killer. It will kill dandelions. It will kill violets. And Creeping Charlie and all of the other weeds. The thing that I like is you can use it when the temperature outside is 45 degrees. Your other liquids, it has to be 60. So you can get a head start on it and get the product into the weed before it really gets strong. But it's called Weed Beater Ultra. And you put it in a bottle sprayer or a pump sprayer, and when it hits the weed, it turns it blue. It only stays for a couple of hours, but it tells you, yes, I've sprayed here, and where it's not blue, you didn't treat. You need two applications, 7 to 10 days apart, because the wild onion has a waxy film on it, and it takes time for it to work. But if you could do it twice, about 10 days apart, it will not hurt your grass at all, but it will kill the onion. It will kill Creeping Charlie, violets, dandelions, chickweed, clover. Two applications, 7 days apart. Thank you, Larry. And you can do it today, as long as there's no rain in the forecast for 24 hours. Jared, who's up next?
Next we go to Jeff, who's calling about a dwarf apple tree.
Jeff, good morning, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Paul.
Thank you.
My question is, I'd like to plant a couple fruit trees. They don't have to be apples. The issue is size. I don't have a lot of space to plant them in. It's a 3.5-foot bed along a driveway. Is there something I could plant in there and keep it short and narrow and kind of train it to run the length, because I do have a lot of length to the driveway.
How much height can you have?
Height's not an issue. I could get up there with height.
Okay.
I'd like to keep it under 10 feet.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to grow like around 6, you could use high bush blueberries.
Okay.
They'll stay narrow and they'll give you about 6 foot. I would go with pears rather than apples.
Okay.
The main reason is apples tend to be more spreading, while pear trees are more upright, growing all by itself. And if you in the few weeks to come, you're going to see a beautiful white tree, and it grows very tight, almost like a jelly bean. And it's called a Bradford or a flowering pear. And your edible pear grows the same way. So it doesn't have the width, and it's also used as a street tree. And the Bradford pear or its various hybrids come originally from your fruiting pear, except that these varieties do not produce fruit. But it grows upright, narrow, and I think that would be better for your driveway. Because if you put an apple tree, they tend to get pretty wide, so that you could have a 10-foot or more branch coming into the driveway, and the branches are going to be lower. And if you have a snowplow that comes in, you could lose the lower branch as well. The pear is upright and growing habit. And there's also less bugs on pears than apples. And they keep just as good. Thank you, Jeff. 800-259-9231 is that phone number. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next we have Julie, who's calling about her rose bushes.
Julie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so glad I got through to you. I planted approximately 6 rose bushes last year, and I noticed on the tops of them, they were black or dark brown, and I was wondering if I should trim them off.
Okay. What you want to do, for those of you listening, if you have rose bushes, now is the time to prune them. Look for when the Red Sox play baseball for real. So when the Red Sox are playing baseball or your favorite team is playing baseball for real, that's when you prune back your roses. Now, I live in Maine. I pruned my roses on Saturday, yesterday, and I cut my roses down to 18 to 24 inches. Some of the gardening books will tell you to prune roses to a foot, but boy, that wood is getting really, really hard. And I always found that if I pruned it less, I had more new growth develop on it. So you never prune in the fall, always in the spring, and 18 to 24 inches on your roses, and then fertilize them. Get a good fertilizer from your local nursery, work it into the soil, and as soon as the ground warms up, the new growth will appear, and before long, you'll be smelling the roses. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Tom, who's calling about holly hedges.
Okay. Tom, good morning, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Paul. Hey, about in May, it'll be 3-year anniversary from when I planted a holly hedge along the road along my property. And
great.
It's set back about 10 feet, and they just haven't established themselves yet. I've lost about maybe 10% the first year, and then another 5% the next year. So this will be the 3rd year. And I'm just curious if you think it's too close to the road or it just takes time to establish.
Okay. It does take time to establish, but 10 feet from the road, you're getting some salt coming in from the snowplow, right?
Maybe.
The snowplow...
spray or wash down?
When the snowplow comes to your house and he pushes the snow off the road, how close is the snow getting to your holly hedge?
I'd say it does It does about up next to it. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So if the snowplow is pushing the snow off the road onto your property and your hedge is 10 feet away, some of that snow and ice and salt is getting close to your holly hedge. And you can tell just by looking at the ground near it between the road and your plant. If it's full of sand, you know that the town has pushed snow. What I want you to do is go to your local garden center, and I want you to get something called liquid gypsum. Liquid gypsum is a product that opens up the ground to flush out the rock salt. And you do it in the fall and again in the spring. It prevents the clay from sticking together. And that way the roots can grow through the ground a lot quicker. And the plant will be established a lot quicker. And it flushes the salt out. So go to your local garden center. What you could do is, if you can't find it where you live, go to my website, paulparent.com. When the page comes up, click onto sponsors and then scroll down to where it says SoilLogic Liquid Gypsum. And there will be a dealer locator on the website. They will tell you where to go to purchase it, or you can order it right there. But there will be a list of all the nurseries who carry the product in your particular area. The other thing, fertilize your plants with Hollytone. Do that spring and fall. It makes a big, big difference in the quality of the plant. And that's the time to do it right now. Anything that looks brown, give it a little bit of a cleaning right now. Work in that Hollytone. You use about a good handful for every 2 to 3 feet of height or spread. And the liquid gypsum. And you're going to see a big, big difference. Now, if we can help you, we got about another 15 minutes left. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. How would you like to know when your houseplants are thirsty? Today it's possible with the water stick. The water stick measures the moisture in the soil and tells you by changing color. It works in all soils. This technology also identifies if the plant is overwatered and lets you know by changing color. Just push the top of the water stick and instantly you know if the plant is too wet or it needs a good drink of water. Save your houseplants with the water stick.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We are at a great nursery, and if you live on the North Shore of Boston, you should come up. I'll be here until noon. It's called Wolf Hill Garden Center, located on Route 1, about 4 miles beyond the Topsfield Fair. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you, and wait till you see the store. It's gorgeous. And they have pansies and hanging baskets, shrubbery, perennials. Spring is here, folks. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Pam, who has a problem with her jade plant.
Hi, Pam. Good morning and happy Easter to you.
Good morning. Happy morning. Easter to you also.
Thank you.
I'm down on the Cape. It's very crisp down here. But what I was wondering is, I had out horticultural and dormant oil spray, and I was using it on an indoor lemon and lime tree that I have. So while I had the spray out, I decided to spray a jade plant that I have that's like 31 years old, and it's huge. So I sprayed it just to get like dust sort of off the leaves, and it's now dropping leaves like crazy. And I'm wondering, I think I made a mistake, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do.
Was it horticultural oil, or was it a dormant oil?
Well, it says horticultural and dormant oil spray.
Okay. See, dormant oil is a much thicker oil.
Okay.
And it's something that can be used on all outside, like fruit trees and roses and things
right.
like that. But the oil is too dense. So what I would suggest that you do is take that plant, put it on your sink, turn on that shower arm. And mm-hmm. what I would do first, you've got to try and dissolve some of that oil. And one of the best soaps to dissolve oil is Dawn. And take some Dawn, put it in a container, mix it up with some warm water, take a sponge or a soft cloth, and cover the sponge with this soapy type water, and try and rub as many of the leaves of your jade plant as possible, and that Dawn will break apart the oil. And then take a shower and wash it off. And I would do this a couple of times to try and remove the oil product from the foliage. You're in like a sedum or a cactus type family, and apparently the oil is just too thick and is plugging up the pores and is having a tough time to breathe. So wash it with the Dawn, rinse it off, wash it again, and let's see what happens. Thank you and good luck. Let us know how you make out. Jared, I think we got one more.
We have Keith, who has a problem with moss.
Keith, good morning and happy Easter
to you. Thank you. Yes, I've got a, like my neighbor next door has moss that look like it's taken over their land. And as I started looking around mine, I've only been up here about a year and a half. I had to clear the land myself. I noticed it's popping up here too. And I just want to know how to get rid of it and whether when I do I have to get rid of the moss too, you know, dig it up.
If it's here and there through your lawn and through your gardens, you can use a product from Jonathan Green.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
That will help it. But if it's like a piece of carpeting, then you're going to have to take your rake, rake it up, pull it out, and use it as fill someplace on your property if you've got a hole. And then you can plant your grass seed or flowers. But if it's just here and there, get the Jonathan Green product that will act the same as lime, but work in 7 to 10 days much, much better. It's a more effective product than limestone. But again, if it's like a piece of carpet, rake it up, pull it out, and then fertilize. And some of the grass will fill right in all of those spots in your lawn. It's an indication that your soil is acidic. And you'll get that with oaks, with maples, and with pine trees. And that's just part of life here in New England. Jared, do you think we get one more in, or are we right down the line?
I think we're right down to the line here.
Okay. Well, I want you to have a great Easter. And, again, if you're on the North Shore, we'd love to see you here at Wolf Hill Home and Garden Center. You have a great week. And, Jared, thank you for doing a good job for the first week. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great Easter, everybody. Bye-bye.